As times change, so too do the priorities of older adults in Niagara. Mike Hayes, a member of Thorold's Age Friendly Committee, said a growing number of older adults, in this case, 75% respondents, rank affordable housing as a top priority, according to a survey conducted in 2022 by Age Friendly Niagara. In all, there were 1,200 respondents to the survey, with 900 coming from older adults, the majority being women. That was different from a survey conducted by the same group back in 2015. At that time, access to transportation, housing, social, recreational, cultural, educational opportunities, and healthcare were the priorities of older adults. People are aging, and they don't necessarily want to leave their homes, Hayes said. They want to find a way to stay in their homes. To that end, the Thorold Committee will be hosting a Housing for Seniors Information Forum on Thursday, September 26th, in the Thorold Center 50-plus Hall at 8 Carlton Street. Hayes is leading organizational efforts for the event, which will feature a number of guest speakers, including Karen Blackley, a member of the Thorold Municipal Nonprofit Housing Board and the Age Friendly Committee, Lois Marsh Duggan of the Ontario Life Lease Residents Association, Sam Jemison, Partnerships Manager and Second in Command at Spaces Shared, and Kristen Smith, Manager, Off Campus and Community Experience at Brock University. Tracy Monroe, Outreach Services, Community Programs for Niagara Region. Events such as the upcoming conference was one of the reasons that Thorold's Age Friendly Committee came to be in the first place, said its chair, Jean D'Amelio Swire. In existence for close to a decade, the committee attempts to advance issues that are of interest to older adults, she said. We've had housing forums before, but we haven't had them for a few years. And the reason why we decided to have a housing forum is because housing is such a big issue. Hayes noted that speakers who will be taking part in the event will be speaking about things that many older adults may not be aware of. Life leases, for example, are long-term leases on apartment units that include payment upfront. The process is like purchasing a condo. The tenant will pay maintenance fees plus property taxes while living in the unit. Where it differs, however, is that purchasers of life leases do not own the property but instead have only purchased an interest in it. It is a more affordable option for older adults who wish to retain independence, according to information on life leasing on Ontario.ca. You pay a sum at the beginning, and then you own it, Hayes said. But you don't own it to sell it. Spaces Shared, meanwhile, is an online platform launched in 2022 that connects seniors who wish to remain in their home but may need some financial help with university or college students in search of accommodation. In Niagara, Brock University has partnered with the platform. They're relatively new, but they've expanded coast to coast in Canada, Hayes said. It's completely between the homeowner and the student. And the other thing is, if there is an issue, they do help mediate that issue, try to resolve it, D'Amelio Swire added. Brenda Botor, president of the Thorold 50-plus Citizens Association, said the event is a natural to have at the center. We have so many events, and most of them are focused on seniors, which is fantastic for us, she said. The more information we can give out to our seniors, the better off we are. The event runs from 9 a.m. to noon, doors open at 8:30 a.m., and will also include a $5 lasagna lunch, but lunch reservations must be made at the time of registration in advance of the event. To register for the forum or the forum plus lunch, call 905-227-2161 or email thoroldseniorscenter@gmail.com.